The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has today joined calls for an investigation into the death in custody of the former Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi. The 67-year-old collapsed and died during a hearing into charges of espionage. The former president's family had repeatedly raised concerns about the conditions of his detention, including his access to medical care. Barbara Miller compiled this report.
In Mohamed Morsi's hometown of Adwa, funeral prayers were held for the man who became Egypt's first and only democratically elected president. There was no body. The 67-year-old was laid to rest in a small ceremony in Cairo, reportedly against the wishes of his family. The crowd in Adwa marched through the streets holding photos of a man rarely seen in the past 6 years, since he was arrested after his government was overthrown after only 1 year in office in a coup led by the now president, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. A brutal crackdown followed in which hundreds of members of the Muslim Brotherhood were killed, the now banned Islamist group which had brought Morsi to power on the back of the Arab Spring.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Mohamed Morsi's passing was also marked in Gaza, Pakistan and in Turkey, where mourners expressed sorrow and anger.
As a Muslim, I couldn't just sit at home and face Morsi being martyred in such a deprived way. My conscience wouldn't have let me. I came here to support Morsi and to stand against President al-Sisi and the tyrants.
Also in attendance, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who said he had doubts that Mohamed Morsi had died of natural causes.
Mohamed Morsi walked to join God during the trial. Whether this was a normal walk or there were some other conditions involved, this is something to think about. Personally, right now, I don't believe that this was a normal death.
In a statement, a spokesman for the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights expressed concern about the conditions of Mr. Morsi's detention, including his access to lawyers, his family and health care. The UNHCR called for a thorough, independent inquiry into the circumstances of the former president's death, a stance backed by human rights groups. Amir Magdi is the North Africa and Middle East researcher with Human Rights Watch.
The Egyptian authorities at highest level have been complicit in his isolation from the outside world. He never saw his family except for like 3 times in 6 years. And in those meetings, his family was accompanied by security. He said himself in the court, in different courtrooms before, that he's suffering from diabetic comas in his detention. He was afraid that the insulin dosage was not appropriate for his diet and his conditions. However, he was never allowed to see an independent doctor. He was only seen sometimes by the prison doctor, who is an employee of the Interior Ministry and has no independence. So all of these conditions really raises a lot of question marks, and I think any living conscience would question his death and definitely question whether these conditions led to his death.
Do you feel the world has turned away or turned a blind eye to what's going on in Egypt?
Unfortunately, this is pretty much the reality. Since the crises in the Middle East and also migration crisis in Europe and so on, the focus has returned very quickly from pushing Egypt towards democracy, and the focus shifted very quickly to cooperation over counterterrorism issues and migration issues and so on. And in that sense, like, it's business as usual.
The Egyptian President al-Sisi has yet to comment publicly on the death of Mohamed Morsi. Only one major newspaper carried the news on its front page, and even it failed to mention that he was a former president.
Barbara Miller reporting.